5. But first, we want to cheer you up here on a Friday morning and welcome into the studio our colleague Norm Hitzkus. It's time for Norm's Friday Funnies.
Norm. Oh, hey, geez, we got George down there. Right, huh? Got Gordo, he's not saying too much over there. Why aren't you talking, Gordon?
I'm just letting you have the mic, Norm.
Okay, well, that's fair enough. All right, I don't know if you guys know this, but I used to be a dentist back before talk radio.
I didn't know that.
No idea.
Yeah, and in college I dated a manicurist, and we had to break up because we fought tooth and nail. Hey, did you guys hear about the guy who stole corn from the garden?
No.
They charged him with stalking. Apparently it's illegal. It's you can't do that. And I don't know if you... Did you know about... You know my brother Phil, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, guys, you know, it's a tough one, but Phil's in trouble.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he stole a calendar and they gave him 12 months. That gave him 12 months. So, I mean...
Shoot. Norm. We need to hear from Phil again.
What's the difference between beer nuts and deer nuts? Beer nuts are $1.69 and deer nuts are just under a buck. That's where you'll find them. What do you guys get when you cross the Atlantic Ocean with the Titanic? About halfway. It's about as far as you...
About as far
that's
as what?
Dark.
It's just as far as you... Did you guys hear about the unemployed gynecologist?
Mm-hmm. No.
And he couldn't find any openings. What did one saggy breast say to the other saggy breast? If we don't get some support soon, people are going to think we're nuts. You guys know how you can tell when a woman's having a bad day, right?
No.
Well, she has her tampon behind her ear and she can't find her cigarette.
Jeez.
Oh, my gosh.
We're having a great time here, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
An elderly man goes into a brothel and he tells the madam that he'd like a young girl for the night. And so she's surprised. She looks at this very old man and asks how old he is. He says, well, I'm 90 years old. She says, 90? Don't you realize that you've had it? He says, oh, I'm sorry. Well, then how much do I owe you? I don't know if you guys heard this, but a young couple in the brink of divorce, and the counselor asked the wife, well, what's the problem? She says, well, my husband suffers from premature ejaculation. So the counselor turns to the husband and says, is that true? And the husband says, well, not exactly. She's the one that suffers from it, not me. Two young boys, they walk into a pharmacy, and they pick out a box of Tampax, and they go to the checkout counter. Well, the guy at the counter asks the older boy, how old are you? The kid says, 8. And the guy says, well, do you know how these are used? And the boy says, well, not exactly, but they aren't even for me. They're for my brother, and he's 4. We saw on TV that if you use these, you'll be able to swim and ride a bike, and he can't do either. So, you guys like all kinds of weird sports.
Oh, love that.
Sports. Well, there was this coach of a girls' track team. She's very ambitious, and so she gave the girls' track team steroids. Well, the team's performance obviously soars, and they win the county and the state championship. And one day, they're favored to win the nationals pretty easily. So, 16-year-old hurdler goes up to her coach and says, coach, I have a problem. Hair is starting to grow on my chest. And coach says, well, judges may notice that. How far does it go down? And the girl says, well, down to my testicles. And then coach realizes they have a bigger problem. And I'll finally end with this one, pal.
All right.
I had a friend who fell into an upholstery machine, but don't worry about it. He's fully recovered now.
So stupid.
So long, users.
Bye. See you, Norm.
Bye, Norm. Friday Funnies here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.